The 9th Rural Energy Conference gets underway Tuesday here in Fairbanks. The three-day gathering of experts and advocates will examine how Alaska's rural residents get electricity and how they might get it in the future more efficiently and less expensively. Gwen Holdman is director of UAF's Alaska Center for Energy and Power, which is co-sponsoring the conference at the Westmark Inn, along with the Alaska Energy Authority. Holdman says the event is open to the public and that all should find something of interest there.
It's an opportunity for Alaskans from all different parts of the state to get together and exchange ideas and information related to energy use, related to energy projects that they're actually doing or that they're thinking about doing.
Holdman says, as the event title suggests, the conference is oriented toward rural energy concerns rather than the mega projects, for example, like a big natural gas pipeline that typically dominate discussions on energy. She says conferees will instead focus on off-the-grid energy issues, the grid in this case being the rail belt. Electricity is relatively expensive here at the north end of the rail belt grid, but it's much more so for the thousands of interior residents who don't get electricity from the big utility, Golden Valley Electric Association. Holdman says concerns over high energy costs in rural areas attracted some 500 representatives from about 75 communities around the state to last year's convention in Anchorage.
So we're really able to draw people from throughout the state to address this question of how we can best supply affordable energy throughout the state.
Holdman says residents of the interior who live off the rail belt grid typically get their electricity from smaller systems that use expensive diesel fuel generators. Some are trying to integrate renewable energy sources, such as biomass and small-scale hydropower. Alaska Power and Telephone's microgrid in the Tok area is one example. Holdman says there are more microgrids here in Alaska than anywhere else in the world. That's created a big knowledge base here, which makes it the perfect place to consider how to make them more efficient and less costly.
We have about 12% of the world's microgrids here in Alaska, and we have some really specialized expertise, a very diverse suite of different projects that we've tried out, that we're doing, that we're actively engaged in.
You can find out more and sign up for the conference by going to acruralenergy.org, and we'll have the link with this story on our website, fm.kuac.org.